Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
The show kind of stinks.
Welcome back. We do read every text that comes in. We don't have time to respond to each and every one. But they are read, and I promise you that. And sweetest and nicest text of the day goes to 6990, who wrote in a little while ago, I was just at a traffic light listening to your show, and the lady next to me was listening to you guys as well. We talked about how you guys are our favorite part of the afternoon. I told her about the podcast, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, 6990, you're very sweet, and thank you very much. Update here on a story that we brought you the other day regarding the toilet paper shortage in America. CNN.
Round two.
Yeah. CNN reporting Costco is now placing limits on purchases of toilet paper, paper towels, and cleaning supplies. As the Delta variant continues to spread across the globe, sending demand for those items higher. But that is not the only reason why Costco is limiting purchases. The warehouse store is also having trouble finding trucks, drivers, and shipping containers to get the items to stores. So when you go into Costco, if you're buying toilet paper, there will be a limit on what you can
buy. It's shipping. All of the shortages we're seeing are because of a lack of drivers to move it from point A to point B.
Well, and I'll tell you what I told Grayson yesterday at the beginning of the show. I was at Casey's General Store Wednesday night. All 16 of their pumps by my house were off. There was no gasoline.
Well, that would also be a function of transportation, would it not?
Mm-hmm. And then I was telling this story to Grayson yesterday on the show, and people were saying, this is a Casey's corporate problem. The Casey's out at my place in Belton is the same way, et cetera. Story here from New York One, and they report, and the headline is, Delta is asking other airlines to share no-fly lists. And there's been some testimony in Washington this week, in fact.
Share away.
If Delta Airlines gets its wish, unruly passengers could be blackballed by multiple carriers. Delta executives said in a pair of memos to employees yesterday that the airline's permanent no-fly list has grown to more than 1,600 people, and it is now asking other carriers to share their lists as well. Says Eric Phillips, Delta's senior vice president, as we all know, a list of banned customers doesn't work as well if that customer can fly with another airline. Let me be clear that any unruly customer behavior and harmful actions against our team members will not be tolerated. Anytime a customer physically engages with intent to harm, whether in a lobby or at a gate or even on board, they are added to our permanent no-fly list. Such a shared no-fly list would be different from the longstanding government no-fly list aimed at preventing potential terrorists.
Right. Now, it has to be shared. Listen to this quote. A list of banned customers doesn't work well if that customer can go fly with another airline. You're just going to have jerk on plane A assaulting a flight attendant, move over to plane and airline B and do something over there. If you're banned from flying, you're banned from flying.
There was a story on Good Morning America today, and it started a conversation at our breakfast table about this very story and the testimony that was going on in Washington yesterday. And this idea from Delta to create this universal airline-wide no-fly list. And I came up with this suggestion. Let me float it to you and you tell me what you think. They ought to create, and I'm going to use these words loosely, a judicial system within the airlines, okay?
For just planes.
Right. And keeping in mind that the no-fly list at Delta, as we explained in the story, the no-fly list for Delta is different than the national, the government no-fly list. That is terrorist. They're looking out for terrorists, et cetera. The no-fly list for the airlines, that each individual airline has their own, is for unruly passengers that they just don't feel like dealing with ever again. And I suggested they need to come up with some sort of a system, all right? Smoking in the lavatory, 1 year on the no-fly list, okay? Which, by the way, that's a federal crime anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say, that doesn't count.
But just being unruly on a plane can also be a crime as well.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, and then create a tiered system, like based on your behavior, refusing to wear a mask, 2 year ban or 5 year ban or whatever. Do 2, 5, 10 years
and life.
And life.
And I will say this, assaulting a crew member or trying to get into the cockpit, it's life.
You will never fly again. If you want to go to Europe, get a boat.
Right.
I'm being serious.
I'm being serious too. I don't understand why it's taken this long for them to all work in concert together. It's not like when you have to take off your shoes in line at the TSA, Scott, you only have to take off your shoes in line for Delta. All of the other rules for airlines are, for the most part, universal. Why would this be any different?
Now, here's the next question. Well, would you get to appeal it? No, you don't get to appeal their current no-fly list. I guess you could take it up to the corporate level. But it's not hard.
Let me ask you this.
To behave.
That's a conversation for another day. What is the resistance for having all of the airlines work together on this? I don't understand why there would be resistance.
Well, I don't know
if
that there
I work. Let's say I work for Southwest and you work for Delta, and we're big shot CEOs at each. It behooves all of us to have a national no-fly list.
I don't know that there's any hesitancy or pushback on it. I just don't think the idea has been floated yet.
I find that hard to believe because the pilots have a union and the flight attendants have a union. The union representatives should be screaming, we have to work together on this. Share your names. Well, I'll share my names. Share their driver's license numbers or TSA numbers, or however you want to do it.
But we haven't seen problems on airlines like we have seen of late. I'm usually not back in the day, it was different. Well, when it comes to airline behavior, passenger behavior on an airline, things were better before. We didn't act a fool. We didn't
act as bad as now.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
This is one of those few things where I actually believe it has gotten worse over time.
Let me ask you this. Do the airlines need to work together, or does the FAA just need to release it to all of the airlines? The FAA should have all of the information.
But I would imagine this is private business information.
I don't know. The FAA recorded 4,385 unruly passenger incidents between January and September, okay?
All right.
4,385. The majority of those were just ding-dongs who refused to wear a mask. But now that's a federal regulation. You've got to do it. The FAA has these names. Why wouldn't the FAA just say, have at it? We're going to keep a database.
Because,
here it is.
But some offense, it's at 4,000 incidents.
You would have
some
to grade each different. Offense. You would have to grade this is a mask refuser. But keep in mind, some of the assault and battery issues have started with the mask refusal.
Well, but then you're not just a mask refuser then. You're a mask refuser and a batterer.
Batterer?
Yes. But what I'm saying, Scott, is if you... start acting a fool because of the mask mandate on a plane, that would need to be graded and written down, and then maybe I'm keeping my eye on you the next time you fly. If that's not a ban, Mm-hmm. You know, we're not going to ban you for being a jerk, but I would still want to know that information, I guess I'm saying, if I'm the other airline.
Somebody says, well, we have cameras to back up the airline's case. I would make the argument that around you, there are probably 9 cameras.
Well, I would make another argument. In the cases that are so bad, there are charges that stem from those cases. You don't need a camera. They're charged in a court of law with assault and battery.
They showed a video this morning of a guy who was hogtied being dragged down the aisle of the plane to be taken off. And I thought to myself, God forbid, if at any point in my life I have zip ties on my feet and my hands behind my back and they are dragging me down the aisle of a plane, I have hit rock bottom.
Rock bottom, baby.
That is as low
People
as you go.
Say, how do you know that I've hit rock bottom? That's it.
Hogtied on a plane.
Exhibit A.
I was hogtied and being dragged.
When we come back, a friend of mine says this is a discrimination lawsuit waiting to happen.
Probably.
I don't know that I agree with that.
576-7798. We'll get to your calls, your comments in just a moment. 576-7798. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more. Well, you'd have to. All right, welcome back. We're talking about Delta Airlines, and they are now asking all of their other airline partners to share their do not fly lists. They want American, United, Southwest, all the others to share their do not fly lists with each other.
Give me another example of an industry where if you screw up with one, you are banned from all. And the one that immediately came to my mind is professional licensing, where let's say you lose your license to teach in the state of Kansas. You can't go hop over to Colorado and teach. But I'm trying to think of another private industry where if you are told you can't come back here.
Medicine? And I don't know. I ask out of ignorance. That's why I put a question mark at the end there.
Media?
You know, maybe finance, where you stop paying one credit card bill, you know, your credit score suffers and then you can't get another credit card.
Yeah, house buying in that sense with
sure.
loss of credit. What about professional sports venues? You act a fool and run across the field naked at a Super Bowl.
Okay.
Can you still go? Because that was in Tampa, you may
recall.
Yeah,
but how are they going to track it? I mean, they can say we're going to ban you from the NFL.
Right.
How are you going to track it?
They do say that, yeah. I think you do become banned from all NFL stadiums.
But how are they can't track that in the way that they could with flights.
Yeah,
good point. 576-7798. Dave in Liberty. Hello, Dave.
Hello, Scott. Hi, Dana.
Hi.
Yeah, I think if they didn't let me get on the flight because I was 65, that would be discrimination. If they didn't let me on the flight because I was a certain color, that's discrimination. Being a jackwad and not following the rules is not discrimination.
But, Dave, here's what they're going to say, and let me say it another way. They are going to say that disproportionately fill-in-the-blank passenger is more often than not placed on the disruptive behavior no-fly list. Fill-in-the-blank. They're going to say, if you look at the entire no-fly list, they are disproportionately banning black passengers or passengers with toddlers or women or Asian people. You know what I'm saying? I think my friend who said this is going to be discrimination, or someone is going to claim discrimination, that's why. That they are more often than not banning a certain group that should be protected. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Dave, your thoughts?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't think so. You've broken a rule that was a mandate on an airline.
I know.
Set the rules. You've chosen not to follow the rule. You've been removed from it. They ought to keep them off the flight. There's nothing worse than being on a flight, 60 people, and you've got somebody that doesn't want to do what they're supposed to. And now your vacation is ruined because they've got to turn that flight around.
Amen.
And go back to the airport.
Thank you, Dave. A lot of people are writing in on the text line. What about casinos?
Yeah, I just was going to say casinos. If you self-report 1-800-BETS-OFF that you have an issue, you are theoretically not supposed to go to any other casino.
But you have to self-report.
You do, yes.
But what if a casino gets you for skimming cards or they think that you're somehow cheating?
They would 100% share that information in Vegas.
They would.
That this is a card counter. You're not welcome here. Yep.
576-7798, Charles in Kansas City. Hello, Charles.
How you doing?
We're doing well, thank you.
That's great. Listen, you might find that I'm a person of little patience when it comes to that type of stuff. You act up on the plane, you get on a no-fly list. Not only that, did you catch a cab to get here? You don't get to ride any more cabs anymore. Did you catch a bus to get here? You don't get to ride a bus anymore. I don't want to deal with people's, let's just say, ignorance. I don't want to deal with it. And yeah. If I've got to pay to watch you act a fool, I don't want to do that, not on the cab, not on the bus, not on the house with a mouse. Okay? Not only that.
What about with cheese, if you please?
No, not even with cheese.
Okay.
Not only that, those people that raided our Capitol, they should not be able to fly a plane, use a Uber, use a bus. They were terrorists. You act up, you get the penalty.
Okay. All right, partner.
There goes Charles dropping a fart in church at 4:30 on a Friday.
You were in a 5-minute timeout for putting politics into this discussion.
That was the full deuce. What are you
talking
about?
That was the full deuce. You're right.
He just dropped drow and right there in the pew. Right on it. 576-7798. We'll do a quick break for the news. Don't forget, we've got Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That is brought to you every week by Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm assuming this text is in relation to our last caller. 0492 writes, this cancel culture has got to stop. Where does it stop? I do think the last caller went a little bit far by saying, you know, if you caught a cab to the airport, ban you from cabs too, or if you caught a bus, whatever, that was a bridge too far for me. However, this is not...
A fly ban is not cancel culture.
This is not cancel culture. You cannot behave yourself, therefore we are not going to continue providing you with our services. That's not cancel culture. You done canceled yourself. And we're trying to put a stop to people who act like you. Dina in Kansas City. Hello, Dina.
Hi.
Hi there. Go ahead.
Okay. Insurance, and I'm echoing and I don't know why.
No, you sound fine.
Okay. Insurance industry, both directions. If you're an agent and you're caught stealing, improper writing, etc., they take your license from you and you can't go to another insurance company and be insured. The other way is if you get, say, an accident, a ticket, a DWI, and another accident, that insurance company is going to cancel you.
Yep.
You can't go to another insurance company and get that either.
It makes it a lot harder for another insurance company to pick you up. And if you do, you're going to be paying out the wazoo for it.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm 30 years an insurance agent. So, yeah.
Well, Dina, thank you for the call. And she's right, Scott. The examples that I'm coming up with in my mind are licensure examples, mm-hmm. where they yank your license and you're not going to teach in another state. You're not going to sell insurance in another state. Bank fraud. You're not going to be a banker in another state. This is almost unique in that it's behavior based. So that
and
if
not
you
always
go,
behavior that's criminal.
Not always behavior that's criminal. If you go into a restaurant and act a fool and dine and dash and, you know, spill a bunch of stuff and assault the waitress, you're not necessarily going to be banned from every single restaurant in the city. And I'm still trying to come up with an example that is closer than a licensure to the airline.
I am too, and I'm struggling. Great point, though, on the text line. It's not cancel culture, it's consequence culture.
Amen.
That your behavior has been so poor that we have decided that we're going to take this privilege away from you. And that's what, you don't have a right to fly. It is a privilege that you pay for, but it is a privilege nonetheless. They're not required to transport you.
You don't have a right to fly.
That is correct. And so your behavior has consequences that affect other people. And when the most recent example, they were talking about this one on the news, it was a flight from somewhere out east to the West Coast, and they had to put the plane down in Albuquerque. Well, everybody on this plane here has a trip planned.
Yeah.
And it's from, I'll just use two cities. It is from Kansas City to Phoenix. We didn't plan for a layover in Albuquerque, but you made sure that we got one.
Right. So there is a cost to your behavior in time, energy, gasoline. I mean, you actually can put a cost to it when they land that plane because you're being an idiot.
Sure. And you can also put a personal cost on that for the people on that flight. I'm going to a business meeting. I'm going to a job interview.
Yep.
And you kept me from a job interview. I was hoping to move my family back home to Phoenix, and I wasn't able to attend the job interview because you decided to act a fool on the plane. And not only that, I would have gotten a $50,000 pay raise out of it for this new job that I was wanting back in Phoenix, which is where my family
lives. Or not even
lives.
That important. Like, I've been waiting to go on vacation for 2 years. Like, screw you and your jerk behavior that we're now rerouting somewhere and we've got to stay the night in some crappy hotel so they can get us rebooked so that we can then have again the pleasure again of doing all of this tomorrow.
Here's another one, and it is a licensure thing. Your driver's license. You get popped for a DUI in Kansas. You can't drive. You're not supposed to drive in Missouri either.
But it's still not a ban and people still do it. I mean, this really is a unique, would be, I think, a unique full-on ban. I love it. I love
the
idea.
But here's the thing. It isn't a ban necessarily. It is. By most,
if it's 3 years, 5 years, or 10 years.
But what I'm saying is you could still fly if you can afford a private jet.
Sure.
Or if you have a friend who has a little prop plane, you can fly. But you don't get to fly on a major airline.
Let me ask you this. Would there be an appeals process?
I think there would have to be.
I was experiencing a diabetic low blood sugar crisis. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I got up from my seat, I wasn't doing it to scare anyone or be disruptive. I was literally out of my medical mind. You know, there are going to be, let's say, out of 4,000 people that we ban, there are going to be a handful where there might be an explanation for what happened. It's not going to be very many.
No. Yeah, screaming that your family is worth $2 million is probably not going to get you an appeal.
Oh, the plane bro. Yeah. You know plane who bro. My family is?
No. No, we don't, sir. And we don't care who you are because we're taking
what
you
happens
off.
The first time a lawmaker gets banned from flying?
Good.
It's so rich.
Oh, God. If there's a God in heaven.
Oh, my gosh. Scott, we're thinking about just like you and I and Sam on a plane. This would also, in this net, if we're going to cast this net, you are going to end up getting people who will say, I can't do my job and not fly.
Good.
Well, sorry.
You don't think that lawmaker is going to pull some strings and get himself or herself
taken off
that list?
No, because it's always caught on tape.
Yeah, but they would get Sam's got a good point. They would get in touch with the airline.
Yeah, they'd be on a plane the next day.
You do realize that you are a slightly regulated industry. Boy, I'd hate to introduce a bill next week.
Oh, please. Well, okay, that's called extortion.
Prove it. Hmm. I'm just trying to
I just
want to
see a lawmaker banned. I think it would be hilarious.
And I don't care, and I'm not trying to enter politics into this.
No, it could be anyone.
I don't care which party. I don't care. I just want a big name politician to act a fool on a flight and be banned for life from flying anywhere.
What was the case of the older Asian American who was dragged off a flight before COVID? Mm-hmm. What was the story with that? What did he do
He got booted from the flight because it was oversold.
That's
and they
right.
Told him he had to get off the plane and he refused.
That's right. They offered him, you know, $10,000. I remember this. That's why I said in the Dana-isms, you can bump me all day long for $10,000. And he said no. And they physically dragged him off the plane.
Do you remember what he said when he was being taken off?
I'm not so sure he should be banned.
Well, he refused to leave the flight.
He had paid for his seat.
I know. They overbook the time.
I know, Scott. This is why there has to be an appeals process. Because in
you
that case.
You can bump me
all
day long and twice on Sundays for $10,000.
Yeah.
I stand by that statement.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what he said as he was being dragged off the flight?
No.
He said it repeatedly. I just want to go home.
Don't we all, buddy? Don't we all?
Well, you are going to go home. It's just going to take a little longer than you expected.
There needs to be an airline jury, because I'd let that guy go. You paid for your seat. They overbooked the flight. That's not my problem that you overbooked.
Point from the text line, Congress would just exempt themselves. You can't. This is not a law. This would be a private business agreement.
That's right. This isn't a law.
Another fair point from the text line, though. I believe there was an Alaskan lawmaker who got banned from Alaskan Air and said, I can't do my job.
Sorry.
Without being able to fly on this airline.
Well, don't act a fool. Maybe we're better off not having you in office.
If I remember correctly, it took her like 4 days to get to her office.
Well, yeah,
it's not easy to get to.
Well, she was a state lawmaker, if I'm not mistaken, lived in kind of a remote, like Fairbanks or something.
Had to take like a 16-hour ferry.
And then had to drive down to Juneau to do her job. Yeah, I remember that story.
Awkward.
Now, here's the problem with the appeals process, though, that you're mentioning. And I do believe there should be one. And I do believe the airline should share their no-fly list. Is the appeal, who handles the appeal?
Therein lies another issue.
Do the airlines, like, tap a judge, air quotes?
Yeah, an appeal czar. Ooh, I want to be the appeal czar.
Do I have to show up in person? How do I get there if I've already been banned?
I'm the Zoom appeal czar.
Okay. I mean, all right, fine. Your appeals are in Chicago. Well, I live in Dallas, and you're not letting me fly.
No, that's not our problem. Appeal denied.
Appeal denied.
I want to be the appeals czar.
Failure to appear.
Nope. Nope.
Denied.
Nope.
I couldn't fly there, though.
Yeah, maybe that guy, because he paid for his seat. Everybody else, no.
576-7798. Somebody writes in, those jerk politicians don't fly commercial anyway. Yes, they do.
They do.
Oh, yes, they do. Almost all of them fly commercial airlines. 576-7798. All right, I'm going to have to walk gingerly here.
Now, I think I should be in charge of this story because I know you.
What?
No.
You want to be in charge?
No,
in charge.
I just...
Go for it.
I'm curious how you are going to tell our family of listeners about this next story in the Bronx.
Carefully. Very carefully.
Okay.
Story from the New York Post. I'll just read it.
No, don't read it. Don't read it.
I'm going to edit it as okay. I read it. Turns out that humans are not the only ones who like to get down and dirty. A pair of frisky gorillas at the Bronx Zoo prove that when one was filmed performing
this
a certain
thing,
activity
yes.
on its partner in front of aghast zoo-goers, a clip of the not-safe-for-work scene is currently blowing up on social media, but animal experts report that it is...
completely natural!
I want to...
No, you don't.
...be clear, the act that the gorillas are engaged in right up against the glass would not create another gorilla.
Correct.
It okay. would. It's just a...
natural...
extracurricular activity.
Oh, okay, okay.
You know, kind of like an intern and a president would do.
Reps for the Bronx Zoo, who were previously unaware of the video, had no comment when reached by the Post for comment.
The videographer who took the video, Sam, can we play just a little bit of what it sounded like within the crowd as they were filming this?
And they're being, you know, sweet with each other because you hear them go, aww.
They're being friendly.
Aww.
Yeah, they're being friendly with each other.
And then it goes from aw to oh my God.
Let me just say, we just watched the video. They're kind of, the gorillas are kind of being cute with each other and lovey-dovey. And then out of nowhere, the male gorilla just lays down on his back. And his friend.
Yeah. Is having a nice time.
Having a good time.
Right.
Can we hear that video? Because you can hear when it goes from cute to, oh my God, turn the kids.
Oh, no.
I love the guy. Oh my God. The guy who shot the video says, and I quote, "I was in the gorilla exhibit with my 4-year-old daughter and niece. My wife stayed out of the exhibit with our sleeping son, so I wanted to capture a lot of video."
Yeah.
And then this happened. I can't read the next part.
No, you cannot.
I love how the Bronx Zoo had no comment.
Come on.
Anyway.
We do not have further comment about the story. You can find it everywhere online. Here's one for you today.
Okay.
I was online as a joke this morning on Amazon. If you follow weird finds that can't be made up or weird finds online on Facebook, it's this entire group where people will find stuff at a secondhand store. People will find stuff, you know, like at antique shops. And let me look at the exact. Yep. Weird and wonderful secondhand finds that just need to be shared. And there are 2.2 million members in this group. Okay.
All right.
Weird and wonderful secondhand finds that just need to be shared. And usually it's weird stuff that people find in, you know, like old secondhand stores, garage sales,
right, sure.
Creepy dolls, all that stuff. I couldn't help but notice this hilarious book, and I'm going to buy it because I think it's so funny. And the book that this person posted is called Cat Flexing.
Cat Flexing.
A Cat Lover's Guide to Weight Training, Aerobics, and Stretching.
Oh, see, I've seen enough.
Okay, give people a little tutorial here.
So this is a book, right?
It's a book, okay. Paperback.
It is a woman, I would say in her early 30s. It's a drawing, but it looks lifelike. She is wearing spandex shorts and a tank top or a sports bra, and she is lifting the cat in front of her as if it is
a barbell.
Yeah, as if it was a barbell with her left arm extended farther than her right.
Correct. First of all, anyone who's ever known, owned, or been around a cat can tell you a cat is not going to be down with cat flexing, cat aerobics. You're going to end up losing an eyeball. That being said,
you're better off trying to give him a bath.
I thought this was so funny that I go on Amazon to see if they have one as a gag gift for my friend whose birthday is this week and loves cats. And it is a paperback, again, called Cat Flexing, 5 stars.
5 stars?
Tell the good people how much they are selling this book for on Amazon.
An obscene amount of money, $768.57.
For a paperback about cat aerobics? It's in stock and usually ships between 3 and 4 days. $768.57.
And the worst part about it is somebody is going to pay for it.
I had Somebody's to look 10 times. I'm like, is this a joke? Was it a miss?
Somebody will buy it, Dana. I promise you. They always do.
It is pretty funny.
Couple of quick stories here before we get to Festivus Friday. By the way, we just cleared the lines. If you want to go ahead and get lined up, you're welcome to with your grievances. 576-7798. From Cleveland, there's no more debate or decisions forthcoming. There's still some anger and disbelief, but also the excitement that comes along with change. The Cleveland Indians are about to become history. On Monday, one of the American League's charter members will play its final home game of 2021. And also its last at Progressive Field is the Indians, the team's name since 1915, when Shoeless Joe Jackson was the starting right fielder on opening day. This will be the last time they are referred to as the Cleveland Indians.
Okay.
All right.
Chiefs play at noon.
Chiefs play at noon on Sunday at home against the Chargers, and we will get to Festivus Friday in just a moment. The airing of the grievances, 576-7798. That planet Earth turns slowly. It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.